The Lord be with you. May the word of the Lord be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
He did not fit into the conventional culture of his day. He questioned many of its core beliefs. He sought to empower the downtrodden, and he paid the price by living the way in which he lived. And yet 2,000 years now, tradition has replaced this revolutionary Jesus with an earthly prince, with a ruler, a hero, rather than a prophetic rebel who changed the course of history. In their speculations about who Jesus was, his contemporaries agreed that whatever else he was a prophet. And some might have thought, well, he was a false prophet. But he clearly spoke and he acted like a prophet. And that's surely how Jesus saw himself, as a prophet. And he does not seem to have ever contradicted anyone who referred to him as a prophet. Prophets are people who speak out when others remain silent. They criticize their own society, their own country, or their own religious institutions. Those who criticize hostile nations or foreign religions, they're not called prophets. True prophets are men and women who stand up and they speak out about the practices of their own people, their own leaders, their own nation, while others remain silent. And this is inevitably leads to tension and even some measure of conflict between the prophet and the establishment. In the Hebrew scriptures, we see how the prophets clashed with kings and with even priests, as we see in Jeremiah. And Jesus was painfully aware of this tension and conflict in the tradition of prophecy in the history of Israel. He said, "Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you, when they revile you, when they defame you, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets," he tells his disciples. And Jesus, we know, boldly and radically spoke out against the assumptions and practices of the social and religious establishment of his time. He turned their world upside down, actually. And the conflict that he created became so intense that in the end they killed him to keep him quiet. And so today we see him warning his disciples that the same thing could happen to them, but not to fear. Have no fear. Those who can kill the body but not the soul. So any attempt to practice the same spirituality as Jesus would entail on our part learning to speak out boldly as he did and facing the consequences come what they may. But very few of us do speak out, do we? Jesus spoke out as most prophets do, for and on behalf of God. In fact, he seems to have done so more confidently and boldly than all the other prophets. So we find that he doesn't preface his message as the Old Testament prophets do with, "Thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord." What does Jesus say? "What I say to you." Where did Jesus derive this unmistakable assurance that he could speak so directly for God? Where did this man get such wisdom? His contemporaries were asking. Jesus is just this hick, this peasant from an unimportant town in Galilee named Nazareth, for God's sakes. However, Jesus was not just a prophet, he was a mystic. Prophets experience not only a special calling from God, but they also have a special closeness to God that enables them to understand God's feelings, God's thoughts about what's happening or what could happen in the future. It is this mystical experience of union with God that enables them to speak on behalf of God. And scholars today would tell us that Jesus' experience of union with God was his Abba experience, his experience of God as a loving Father who cares for all that God created, including even sparrows. Jesus saw himself as the Son who learned by imitating his Father. He learned to forgive unconditionally as his Father forgave unconditionally. He learned how to be compassionate as his Heavenly Father was compassionate. He learned because his Father makes the sun shine and the rain fall on the just and the unjust, that Jesus learned to love the just and the unjust, including his enemies and those who persecuted him. You know, if we find it difficult to take Jesus seriously and to live as he lived, then it's because I think we have not yet experienced God as our Abba, as our Daddy. The experience of God as his Abba was the source of Jesus' wisdom, his confidence, his clarity, in his radical freedom. Without this, it's impossible to understand why and how he did and said the things that he did. So I would say that anyone who wishes to take Jesus seriously would have to prepare ourselves to become prophets and mystics. In the history of Israel before Jesus, prophets were rare individuals of their times. But Jesus' aim was to open up the spirit of prophecy to everyone, not just to a few now and then. Anyone can and should read the signs of the times that they're living in, huh? Just as anyone can read the sky and they can foresee tomorrow's weather, up to a point. I can tell you it's going to be hot for the next 3 months. But then, too, we can all become courageous enough to speak out like prophets. And we should. This was the experience of the first Christians after Jesus' death. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost was the outpouring of the spirit of prophecy. As Peter says in the book of Acts, he says, quoting the prophet Joel, he says, "In those last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men and women shall see visions, and your old men and women shall dream dreams." My brothers and sisters, we can all become mystics. In fact, prophecy and mysticism go together. You can't have one without the other. Mystical union with God is not an experience that's reserved for some very special and privileged people. Yes, it's true that everybody does not have the same opportunities for exploring such a possibility. But Jesus did not think that he alone could experience an intimacy with God as his Abba, as his daddy. God was the Abba and Father of us all. He tells his disciples before he's leaving in John's Gospel, "I'm ascending to your Father and to my Father, to your God and to my God." And how did he teach his disciples how to pray? He didn't say, "My Father who art in heaven." He said, "Our Father who art in heaven." We can all experience some measure of intimacy with God. And to the extent that we do, that we experience this God, this unbelievable God, who created all things and allows us to share in that relationship with the Spirit and the Son, until the extent that we experience that as a God of unconditional love, only to that extent can we follow Jesus to be God's presence in the world. According to a frequently quoted prediction of the great 20th century German theologian by the name of Karl Rahner, he said, "The Christian of the future will be a mystic or will not exist at all." How we get there is another matter. I'll take that up in future homilies.